Glory to Jesus Christ. During church, during liturgical year, we have several Sundays which are dedicated to Holy Fathers of different ecumenical councils. And it is very good to not only to praise them, but I think it's very important during these Sundays to ask them for their prayers for us, for this world, for our church. They lived in times when church was suffering because of huge confusion which came among Christians, believers. And this confusion was caused by false teachings, heresies. It's so easy to become victim of bad teaching. And we know that it was horrible time for the church in each of these times when these ecumenical councils were. So there was a division between Christians. And many Christians, they follow this wrong teaching, heresies. Even bishops and priests. There were eparchies where they followed with bishop false teaching. Church was divided, and Christians even fought once again each other. It was sad time always for the church, difficult time. But as a fruit of this time, we got explanation, we got through Holy Fathers who met at these ecumenical councils, we got correct teaching which brought clarity what is correct and what is false. They were brave and they fought for Christ, for the church, for correct teaching. And we feel that, well, we need their prayers and their help in these times too, because we feel that something is repeating again. We can sense that there is some kind of division in the church. We can sense that many Christians they adapted false teachings, not correct teachings. We can meet Christians who really have really strange ideas about church, about faith, about God. And we can see that these divisions between Christians are growing, and the confusion is growing too. We are living in very difficult times, so difficult that you can hear more and more some bishops and priests say that it seems like last times are here and the end is close. And we can be a little bit scared. What can we do to protect ourselves? What we are supposed to do in this confusing time when from each side there are so strange ideas coming? How can we be sure of what is truth? How can we protect our souls? How can we protect our eternal life and salvation of our souls? And it is not an easy question. But there are some ways we can follow to be protected. The third thing is to live in truth. For the living in truth is to know the truth. And so we have to be at first soaked with gospel. Jesus in today's gospel, he asked his father to consecrate apostles with means of truth. And he says, your word is the truth. So it means that we should know gospel, we should read gospel. And many, many things, we can find on many answers, clearer answers is Jesus' words, which would clarify what is correct, what is not correct. How something be correct if it is in opposition to Christ's words. The second thing is that we have to know truth about teaching of the church. We should know what church is teaching. And church is offering us this teaching of these holy fathers who brought us clarification about our faith. What does it mean to have true faith? We have to study that too, and we should look for what is truth. You know, I was amazed one time when I met one lady. She was like 60, 70 years old, or many years ago. And she was saying something that was really against teaching, was really bad, you know, understanding our faith. And I asked her, how did you come to this, you know, this thought, this conclusion? And she told me, my grandpa was saying this all the time. Well, look, we should not take what is truth if somebody says something. We should search what church is saying, what is church teaching, not opinion of others. But even this study of gospel, even this study of teaching of the church is not enough. It's not enough. We have to make another step, which is very important. We should start very intensive and deep spiritual life. Because if we have knowledge about truth, but we don't pray, when we don't repent, when we don't receive sacraments, when we don't try to grow in our love towards Christ, if we really don't try to enter to this intimacy with God through following His words, practicing His words, with ascesis in our life which transforms our heart, if we don't fight with our passions, and we don't try to grow in virtues, this truth will be dead in our lives. And we will be not able to get something, but it is like gift of God's grace. Because those who really try to follow truth, and they try to live it, and try to love God, and they try to enter to this deep intimacy with Him, those people are getting some kind of, I would say, God's gift. It is this instinct, this gift that those people are sensitive what is lie, what is wrong. It is something what they have, which they gain through their spiritual life. Maybe this story can help. Story about one boy many years ago. Then the parents, they wanted to provide for him a good life, so they sent him to one master who was he was making like diamonds from this raw diamonds. He was working on this diamond, you know, to make beautiful pieces for jewelry. So they sent this boy to this master to learn this skill, because they thought, well, this will provide something for his life. And this boy was eager, he was so happy that he can learn how to make these diamonds from raw diamonds. But when he came, first day, his master told him, open your hand. And he put a rock to his hand. He said, close it. And he said, your role is to hold this stone whole day in your hand. This stone is raw diamond. Hold it. It was strange for this boy, but he did it. Next day when he came, it repeated. He got stone and he was supposed to hold it whole day. Next day, the same. It took like 6 months. He was doing nothing. He was just all day holding the rock, this raw diamond in his hand. And then one day morning when he came, he opened his hand and he was expecting to get this rock. So the master gave him this rock. He closed the hand and he said, it's not diamond. And the master said, now we can start this teaching. When you are able to recognize in your hand what is diamond and what is not diamond, what is normal rock, now you are ready to start. Following truth, learning about truth, and living the truth gives us this ability to recognize some kind of intuition, what is right, what is false, what is correct, what is heresy, what is good teaching, what is false teaching. We have this ability through our soul to recognize and follow what is truth. But don't think that it will be easy. This is something what we have to acquire in this world which is filled with division and confusion. But don't think if you follow the truth that everybody will be clapping to you. I'm afraid of that those who will follow the truth will be soon persecuted. They will be put aside. Even they can, it can be told about them that they don't belong to true church. They will be outsiders. They will be like, consider like crazy people who cannot understand new times. And especially now when we see this trend that we put God down from the throne and we more concentrate to elevate human up. When we try to, instead of reach paradise, we are trying to reach paradise on earth. When we have all these motions in church, these new ideas which are coming, which really don't say anything about salvation, about human soul, but they are trying just to solve some kind of social things. In this time of confusion, all those who will serve God, really serve God, will look like strange people. And it is so bad. I was somehow really touched and concerned, you know, that in one discussion, in one between people and one priest, one man asked the priest, he said, that what I'm supposed to do, you know, if I see in my parish that there are these bad teachings there. And then priest said, leave your parish and find good one. And I told myself, oh my, this is coming. This is coming, the real division. When we'll be in one church, but actually there will be two churches. In one following true teaching, another parish following some kind of false new teaching. And this danger is here. So we have to be prepared for this. We have to really start to work in our spiritual life to acquire, to know the truth, to live a truth, and to ask for grace to be able to recognize what is true teaching, true way of Christian life. We have to start to work, and especially parents, grandparents, godparents. This is your responsibility to lead your children in correct way. Because that pressure from this confusion is so huge that they can lose their souls. And eternal life is that. There is huge responsibility for all of us who have responsibility for new generation. So this is important that we have this and we celebrate this Sunday, Holy Father of the Seventh Ecumenical Council. And together with them we remember all these holy fathers who taught, who brought us correct teaching. They understand our times. They understand these difficulties we face. And for sure, if we start to ask them to pray for us, they will. And they will ask God for protection of souls and some kind of illumination of our minds when we are able to recognize the truth and to follow the truth. Amen.